Good morning. I guess this thing works. Let me ask you something. Y'all have any friends? You have at least one? You have more than one? Okay. How about two? You have two? You have 10. Wow. Okay. Well, that's good. We'd like to have friends. Now, let me ask you this. Suppose you have two friends that come up to you on the same day, and one of them says, I'd like for you to come to my house and play with me this afternoon. Yeah. And the other friend also comes up to you after you've already talked to the first friend and maybe said, yeah, I'd like to come this afternoon to your house to play with you. And this other friend says, can you come to my house and play with me this afternoon? And you're scratching your head and say, well, you know, I can't go two places at the same time. So you've got yourself in a little dilemma. And so you're just about ready to say to the second friend, well, I've already got a commitment to go someplace else this afternoon, so I can't come to your house. When the second friend says, I've got $5. And if you'll come to my house instead of that other person's house, I'll give you this $5. Or maybe he makes it a little higher than that. Maybe he offers you a little bit more money than that. Yeah, it gets to be really interesting, doesn't it? What do you do about that? You know, that's kind of tempting to say to the first friend, I'm sorry, I've changed my mind. I can't come to your house. I'm going someplace else. Well, you know, in the Bible, we know that Jesus had a bunch of friends. He had a lot of friends. He had 12 disciples that followed him and went with him wherever he went. I don't know how many friends they had, but he had 12 disciples that followed him. Yeah, lots of them followed him. Anyway, one of these disciples was a fellow by the name of Judas Iscariot. And he was one of the favorite friends in a way because he was the treasurer for the group, for Jesus and the disciples. If they needed meals, it was Judas who, you know, had the treasury. He had the money in his pocket and he paid for the meals. And if they had to have lodging or something like that, they had to pay for it or something like that. It was Judas who did all that. So Judas was kind of an important person. But one day some people came to Judas and he said, you know, we want you to be our friend rather than Jesus' friend. And we'll give you some money if you'll tell us where he is. If you just let us know where he is, we'll give you some money, a lot of money. And they gave him, do you remember how many pieces of silver they said? How about 30? 30 pieces of silver. Now, I don't know how much 30 pieces of silver would be worth in today's terms, but I would think it would be a pretty good sum of money. And they said, if you'll just point him out to us, if you just show us where he is, we will give you these 30 pieces of silver. And you know what Judas did? He took the money. And he betrayed Jesus. That was what he did. That was, you know, Jesus wants us to be his friend. But sometimes something comes along that distracts us, that keeps us from being his friend. And sometimes it's money. And sometimes it's other things that we turn our back on Jesus. But Jesus is a person who comes to bring peace, to bring harmony, to try to help us get along with each other. And that's what he calls for us to do. He wants us to love each other and to care for each other. And that's my message for today. Okay? Let's pray. Lord, we give you thanks for the ministry of Jesus and for teaching us how to be valuable friends. We pray that we might follow you in the places where you lead. For it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay. Thank y'all for coming up.